Chapter 8. The Predator. Martial arts master Pete Brusso, who teaches hand-to-hand combat at the Camp Pendleton Marine Base in San Diego, has read Jim Channon's First Earth Battalion Operations Manual, cover to cover. Just a week before I met Pete, in March 2004, he had had a long telephone conversation with Jim, during which they discussed how First Earth principles might be deployed in Iraq today. Pete had a number of my operatives in Iraq right now, he told me. We were cruising through Camp Pendleton inside Pete's $167,000 Hummer H1. His license plate read, "My other car is a tank." Pete's Hummer is something like a nightmare version of the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car, in that it can swim, effortlessly navigate the most treacherous terrain on the planet, and has a number of places scattered around the bodywork on which to mount one's weaponry. Pete turned the music up loud to demonstrate his state-of-the-art sound system. He played me a very loud, crystal-clear but weird song, which basically went bling-blong, bling-blong. "I composed this myself," shouted Pete. "What?" I said. Pete turned the music down. "I composed this music myself," he said. "It's interesting," I said. "I'll tell you why it's interesting," said Pete. "It thwarts bugs. Someone's bugging this Hummer. Just turn up the music. The bugging device can't cope. Usually spies can take a bugging tape, strip out the music, and hear the conversation. Not with this music." Pete does for U.S. Marines at Camp Pendleton what Guy Savelli used to do for Special Forces at Fort Bragg. He teaches them martial arts techniques with a First Earth Battalion dimension. But unlike Guy, Pete is a military veteran. He fought in Cambodia for 10 months. His combat experience has made him sniffy about Guy's goat-staring capabilities. Violent goats don't come running at you in the battlefield. Guy's goat staring may be fabled, but it is basically a party trick. Then Pete turned the music up loud and told me a secret, which I couldn't hear a word of, so he turned the music back down and told me it again. The secret was that he and Guy Savelli are competitors. Military commanders have been considering a mandatory post-9/11 martial arts training program. The two sensei, Pete and Guy, were vying with one another for the contract. Pete basically said there was no contest. Would the military really want a civilian like Guy with his party tricks? In short, Pete is a pragmatist. He's an admirer of the First Earth Battalion, but has taken it upon himself to adapt Jim's ideas into practical applications for the battlefield Marine.